the giant turnip. Sophia was excited to visit her grandparents. They lived on a farm, and Sophia wanted to see the different plants and animals. She thought about riding the horses, feeding the chickens, and running around in the fields. There was just one thing. "I hate vegetables," Sophia frowned. "I hate carrots and lettuce. And I certainly don't like onions." The next day, Sophia's grandfather planted a turnip in the garden. "Come and help me plant a turnip, Sophia. Maybe if you take care of it, you'll see how it can help you." "Ew." Sophia trudged over anyway and helped her grandfather dig a hole in the soil. She watered it, secretly hoping it wouldn't grow at all. It became bigger and bigger each day. After a while, it towered over the house. "What a giant turnip!" Sophia's grandpa shouted, scratching his head. "I should try to pull it out." He tried to yank the turnip out of the ground, but it didn't budge. He needed his wife's help, so he started to shout, "Darling, darling, help me get the turnip out." Grandma ran out of the house as fast as she could. When she saw Grandpa struggling, she grabbed his back and started to tug with him. They pulled with all their might, but they were not strong enough. They needed Sophia's help, so they started to shout, "Sophia, Sophia, help us get the turnip out." When Sophia ran outside, she lost her breath at seeing just how enormous the turnip had gotten. "Oh, wow!" Looking at her grandparents, she realized she needed to do something. So she rolled up her sleeves and grabbed her grandmother by the back. Grandpa was holding on to the turnip. Grandma was holding on to Grandpa. Sophia was holding on to Grandma. Together they pulled, using all their strength. Nothing. Who else could help them? They needed the puppy's help. So they started to shout, "Puppy, puppy, help us get the turnip out." "Woof, woof," the puppy barked when he saw the giant turnip. It looked scary, but also delicious. He wanted some, so he stood on his hind legs and grabbed Sophia by the back with his paws. Grandpa was holding on to the turnip. Grandma was holding on to Grandpa. Sophia was holding on to Grandma. The puppy was holding on to Sophia. Together they tried to tear it out, but it didn't move at all. Who else could help? They needed the cat's help, so they started to shout, "Kitty, kitty, help us get the turnip out." "Meow." The cat jumped off the roof and grabbed the puppy's tail. Grandpa was holding on to the turnip. Grandma was holding on to Grandpa. Sophia was holding on to Grandma. The puppy was holding on to Sophia. The cat was holding on to the puppy. They pulled and pulled, but the turnip didn't move. Was there anyone else who could help? A little mouse was passing by when he saw the family struggling to pull out a turnip. "Do you need some help?" the mouse asked. "How could you help us?" Sophia asked. "You're so small and weak." "I am small and weak, but maybe you need just that little bit of my strength to succeed." Sophia decided to give it a try. So, Grandpa was holding on to the turnip. Grandma was holding on to Grandpa. Sophia was holding on to Grandma. The puppy was holding on to Sophia. The kitten was holding on to the puppy. The mouse was holding on to the kitten. They pulled and pulled, and pop! The turnip flew out of the ground. Everyone fell into a heap and looked up at the giant turnip. Sophia turned to the little mouse, amazed. "Thank you for helping. I'm sorry that I thought you couldn't do it." "It's okay," said the mouse. "I know I'm strong. I eat my vegetables." He flexed his arms and showed his mouse muscles. Sophia sighed. "I guess I could try some if they'll make me strong." Grandma and Grandpa walked over chuckling. "Well, we have a huge turnip to eat, so I know just where to start."